This is Akashwani Itanagar. The news read by Hageani. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said that India needs to become economically self-reliant in the next 10 years so that the nation is not impacted much by the global factors. Speaking at the commemoration ceremony of the 90 years of the Reserve Bank of India in Mumbai, the Prime Minister said the transformation of Indian banking sector is a case study. He said the banking sector has become profitable and credit growth has been increasing due to the steps taken by his government and the RBI in the last decade. He said the government infused capital of 3.5 lakh crore rupees in PSU banks for their revival. He further said the gross non-performing assets of public sector banks, which was around 11.25% in 2018, dropped to less than 3% by September last year. The State Foundation Day of Odisha was celebrated at Rajbhavan, Itanagar today. Participating in the celebration, Governor Lieutenant General retired K.T. Parnayak greeted the people of Odisha on their Statehood Foundation Day and conveyed the good wishes of the people of Arunachal Pradesh. He said that the celebration of statehood days of other states is a very important integrating event which opens doors for interaction with the people working in Arunachal Pradesh, knowing their achievements, challenges and suggestions for taking Arunachal Pradesh to greater heights of development and progress. The governor said that the people of Odisha have been important partners in the progress of Arunachal Pradesh. He conveyed gratitude to them and expressed hope that the goodwill will continue to prevail and contribute in making Viksit Arunachal. In the run-up to the simultaneous elections to the 18th Lok Sabha and 11th State Legislative Assembly of Arunachal Pradesh, the second phase of randomization of electronic voting machines for all three assembly constituencies in West Siang District, Lirmoba, Alo West and Alo East, and all 33 assembly segments under Arunachal West Parliamentary Constituency was conducted at Alo on Sunday. The randomization of EVMs was done under the supervision of District Election Officer Mamu Hage in presence of General Observer, Police Observer, Expenditure Observer, contesting candidates and their agents, among others. The list of all EVMs allocated to polling stations post-randomization was handed over to all political parties present on the occasion. The General Observer for Narikoyu Assembly Constituency, Dilip Raut Rai, called upon the election officials and political parties to contribute to ensure free, fair and transparent election process. "We have some geographical challenges in a few polling stations, but we have to overcome it and at the same time maintain the minimal poll violence record of the state," he said. He was addressing a joint meeting of election officials and contesting candidates of Likabali and Narikoyu assembly constituencies and their agents at Likabali on Sunday. The expenditure observer for both the constituencies, Rohit Kumar, pitched for a free, fair and supportive election. Taking note of very poor percentage of firearms deposition in the district, Papambare District Magistrate Jiken Bomjan has on Sunday issued the final notice asking the arms license holders to deposit their firearms in the nearest police station within a week's time. The DM warned that failure to adhere to this last and final call within 7 days shall lead to cancellation of the firearms license without any further notice. He said that as per report from the police department, the percentage of deposition of firearms in the police stations is very poor, which attracts the provisions of law. The Pasighat-based women's group Women Against Social Evils has appealed to the local administration, CBOs, all political parties and leaders to stop free distribution of alcohol, especially Indian-made foreign liquor, during the elections. Reiterating its appeal for alcohol-free election, the WASI in a statement said, "Free distribution of alcohol, especially IMFL, during elections destroys the lives of many youth who mostly get addicted to it after drinking alcohol regularly during the entire course of electioneering." India Met Department has forecast enhanced rainfall and thunderstorm activity over northeast India till Thursday. Heavy rainfall and snowfall is likely to occur over Arunachal Pradesh, Assam, Meghalaya, Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram and Tripura for the next 2 to 3 days. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.